Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio here on my own. But I've got a bunch of interesting stuff to tell you and play at you. To start with a track by O Children called PT Cruiser, which is available for free from ochildren.co.uk. So go there, download it. It's a very good track. I personally really, really like that. What else have I got to say? I'm going to round up a little bit of stuff about the Resistance Festival the other weekend, which was absolutely great, as usual. I wanted to mention something about O Children, though, that they played Leeds with kind of very little promotion or notice. It was quite a weird one. It was a magazine launch or some kind of zine launch night thing at the Nation of Shopkeepers, and I literally found out about it by about a week in advance, which is why I couldn't tell you on the show. I didn't know about it at the time of the show, which was a real shame. And it was a very good gig. It was actually a free gig as well, along with two other supporting bands. And this wasn't an isolated incident in the last few weeks. A couple of weeks ago, in the last 2 weeks, there was a Cold in Berlin gig in Leeds as well. Again, very, very underpromoted. I think unless you were constantly checking Cold in Berlin's website, there wasn't much mention of it. And it was just out of sheer fluke I discovered it a couple of days before it happened. I didn't actually manage to get to that gig. But my point is still valid, that there seems to be a lot of underpromotion of gigs that I really want to get to, and I think a lot of people might be interested in. So bands, if you're out there, tell people on your Facebooks, your Twitters, your MySpaces, don't assume everyone's following all your kind of outpourings. If you've got a mailing list, tell that. Tell everyone. It may be kind of information overload to those of us who are on all the various channels of communication, but I'd rather get something twice or three times rather than not get it all and miss out on a really good gig, especially something just down the road like Leeds, which would be great when a lot of these bands don't play that often. So, yeah, mini rant to start the show. I do apologise. Oh, calm down, calm down. But I'm going to continue with something slightly less than calm. I was very, very impressed to pick this up at the Resistance Festival. This is the Be My Enemy remix album. It only comes as the Japanese limited edition version of This Is Not the New Wave album. So you kind of get both albums at the same time, which is a shame because I'd already got This Is Not the New Wave. So I've ended up purchasing this album twice just to get the remix album. And the remix disc is fundamentally stunning. I've got to say, this is one of my favourite pieces of shiny round discness that I've been given in the last few weeks. And it's just stunning. Virtually all the remixes on there are brilliant and well worth getting hold of. It's just like This Is a New Wave, but more so. Everything turned up to 11. Everything more punchy and shouty and angrier and everything you really need. So this is one of the tracks off there. This is the alternative mix of Ghost in the Machine. We'll be right back.
machine. I'm a part of you, I'm obscene. I'm the ghost in the machine.
Stop.
When I felt everything, and I was 17. The time when life is full of life, distinguished Orion, wings up for flying dive.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and you heard there X-Max Pedwalk with 17, the Noise Effects Mix from the Electronic Body Matrix Volume 1 compilation, which is the Alpha Matrix EBM compilation that came out, I think, last year. And before that, we had a couple of tracks by bands who played Resistance. We had Strafftanz with Strafftanz, a Terra Low Course remix from the Resistance 2012 festival CD. I don't know why, but I'm really liking these festivals that do a festival CD, a compilation CD of each band who've played the festival that year. So you tend to get remixes and different versions, and it's just a really great way of, you know, getting a decent selection of tracks from everyone at the festival. I believe the Kinetic Festival in the Canada did that as well. I grabbed a couple of those. It's also very good if you can't get to the festival, and then you get like a really good compilation CD because you can usually buy them online afterwards. And also before that, we had Be My Enemy with Ghost in the Machine, the alternate mix, and that's from the This Is Not the New Wave CD that's on the limited edition Japanese edition of This Is the New Wave. I believe you can also buy the This Is Not the New Wave album digitally as well, so getting over to iTunes, Amazon, that kind of place, you can buy the MP3s of that. So all good stuff, plenty of decent ways to get hold of that. And like I said before, that Be My Enemy, that remix disc is a storming disc. If you like that kind of stuff but wanted it a bit punchier, that's a disc full of all that kind of stuff. That's exactly what you want, and it's getting rave reviews from at least me. Now, I can't comment how Straftans was. I missed some of the bands at Resistance. Unfortunately, I'm fairly good about that. It's not out of my own doing. But what I would recommend is if you want a very good write-up of the Resistance Festival, get yourself over to a friend of mine, Adam's blog. He's got a website called amodelofcontrol.com, and up there goes photographs and reviews of various gigs he gets to, and he was at that festival, and he's got a very good write-up of the Resistance Festival this year. Well worth getting down to if you want to find out what the bands were like. One thing I've got to say, I did catch my Inderbox. Now, if you've listened to this show at all in the last 6 months, you'll know I've been very excited about seeing Mind in a Box again. Unfortunately, Mind in a Box, when they played Resistance, they had some technical issues. Their vocal pitch shifter device failed on them completely right at the start of the set. They couldn't do anything about it. They actually, in my mind, did a storming set considering the technical failure they were having to deal with, which was, you know, well impressive, to be honest, that they could manage through without this kind of unplanned thing going on around them. They also had to drop one track from their set. Everyone was hoping to hear Change, which makes such heavy use of the vocal pitch shifting that they couldn't do it without that. So they actually had to skip that track, which was a massive shame. That's one of the best tracks live, in my opinion. But they did do a normal voice version of 8-bits, which actually came across very well. I really liked it. It was a slightly more industrial version with lots more shouting. Very, very good. I've got to say that was kind of special to know that I got to see that, and I don't think many people will, because it was due to a hardware failure more than the fact they decided doing it. Now, one thing I was very impressed about was they've released a live album. Now, this live album seems only available at their merch stalls when people have seen them live, and they didn't have any merch when they played Infest last year, which meant this has been the first time I've had a chance to actually grab this live album. Now, it's recorded at Arvika, which was their first international gig. It was a festival in Sweden, in Arvika, and they made a live recording of it, and that's what you're buying. I thought, to make up for the fact they couldn't play Change a couple of weekends ago, I thought I'd play it for you now, and this is the live version from the live album. So, enjoy.
See the truth, this is not the matter of my youth. I do not need anybody else. Once would put my mind into sound. Wrong, never listen to those truly strong. I do not feel anything that's not me. Ignorance is the ultimate key. But I want to live like this forever, but change myself. Shivers down my spine. I'm sure everything will be fine. I
but I wouldn't want to end like that. I would die lonely and incredibly sad.
Sign. Get it on the one if you know where it's coming from. I can't say I feel more alive. strategy to shake them up or get it started. You can say that you've never been wrong, but it's all in the retelling, the history that they're selling. Most driven to sell you up the river. You take what you've been given, don't stop now, if you look, they won't deliver. First 13 days, bizarre, collect and drop, decide to go really rock and string, construct, never wait, never stop, don't make, just like the pop and rock, the god machine will never stop, turning it out, turn on, and run it out. First time I took my eyes on the prize, don't tell me you ain't paralyzed, don't tell me you ain't gonna change, fall back, rearrange, don't look at me strange, I know you won't really try so hard to keep me guessing. In fact, I've had quite enough of your game, don't need to just keep confessing. Your mission still to convert them, and maybe hurt them, if you assert them, maybe you'll have learned them. A little lesson, somehow I still doubt it. You couldn't teach us even if we was about it, cause you missed something in the fundament that you can lead off the water, but you drown in it. You got God's billionaire face down in it. You wanna save the whole world, but you're killing it instead. I heard that you've been waiting for a sign. Give it on the one if you know where it's coming from. I can't say I feel more alive if the terror ain't gone, then you gotta play along. So I heard that you've been waiting for a sign. Give it on the one, do you show me on the run through? I can't say I feel it inside if the terror ain't gone, then you gotta get it on. So fine, I heard that you've been waiting for a sign.
You heard there, Strongkern with Intuit. I'll try that again, shall I? Strongkern with Intuit. From their Dead Letters EP, which came out, actually, I've got the notes here. That came out on the 13th of March, but my physical copy seems to have gone slightly AWOL. So I grabbed that digital copy to be able to play on the show. And there you go. That's actually pretty good. It's a weird EP because it's kind of got some tracks we've already heard. Some have been on compilations, some are remixes from things they've released in the past, and I think there's two or three completely new tracks on there, so it is a nice taste that they've got new material on its way. And before that we had Mind in a Box with Change from their Arvika live tape, which is, like I say, recorded at their first international gig, which was in 2009, so that's quite a while ago now. It's good to see them doing really good stuff live when their equipment doesn't fail on them, which I hope doesn't happen too much more in the future. But now I think it's time for the news. Things coming along. Alder Ruin. Now, we knew that the band broke up in January, saying no more Alder Ruin planned. It just wasn't being enough fun for them to do. It was, you know, killing their time. Anyway, all the discussions online. However, they did promise that some singles and album would be released. What the information I got recently was dates. We have dates. We have a date for an upcoming single, Keep the Devil Off Your Back, due out on the 21st of April. So that's Saturday, I believe. And yes, Saturday. I'm just checking now. Yeah, that's definitely Saturday. So yeah, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, in a couple of days' time, we get Keep the Devil Off Your Back, which is a single from Alder Ruin with material off from their upcoming album. There's going to be a second single called Bury It, due on the 21st of May. Do you see the pattern here? 21st, 21st. And their final album, There's Always More and More Son of a Bitch, which is kind of a progression from There's Always a Son of a Bitch, or Son of a Bitch, I believe it was called. The album is due on 21st of June, so the 21st of the next 3 months. We're getting an Alder Ruin release, which is great stuff to look forward to. I actually have a promo copy of that first single, Keep the Devil Off Your Back, and I'll play that to you in a few moments, but I'll just run down the rest of, well, the news is the best way to call it. We have there's a band I've played a bit called Cyberdyne, but seem to have renamed themselves Cypherdyne. Only one letter change, but it's up to them, I guess. This is well worth mentioning because it appears they're playing a support slot for two bands, the PCP Principle and the Godsicles. They are playing in Sheffield for Revolution's third birthday party in July. I'm definitely going to try and get there because the Godsicles are always fun. And I've wanted to see Cyberdyne anyway for a while. They've just not played when I've been around. So well worth getting along to. I'll give you the details of that when we get nearer July, because it's like April now, and that's way, way far ahead. But also worth mentioning is Stephen Post, the lead singer of Mind in a Box, has got a side project called THYX, or Thix, and he's released, I can't remember, I think he's released one track that I played on the show a while back, which is very good stuff, sounding very much in the Mind in a Box vein, but kind of slightly different as well. I think there's less vocal effects is the way to describe it. Anyway, he's got a whole album which is due for release on the 22nd of May called The Way Home. This is limited to 500 copies and pre-orders are available from thyxmusic.com. But now it's time to run down the gigs and clubs, because I seem to be running a bit late this show, so I'll run down these now. There isn't a lot in my diary. On this coming Friday the 20th of April, we have the final Integration. It seems these Integration industrial punk nights running in Leeds, there was only three booked, and they were only doing three, so this is the final one. This is at Santiago's in Leeds, upstairs in the function room above Bar Santiago's. And the two live bands are, unsurprisingly, Action Direct, considering they've played all of them so far, and the lead singer is the organiser of the Integration, and Noel White, who I've not really heard anything by, but he's usually good stuff chosen by Joel. It's live music from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m, and then club DJing from 10 p.m. till, well, later on, I guess. £3 on the door, and all the information I found was on a Facebook event, so search for Integration or The Final Integration on Facebook and you'll find the details. Following that on Saturday, there's a Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union that runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got two big rooms of, it's got one big, massive big room, the main room of kind of goth, industrial, rock, indie, alternative, bit of everything goes on in there. I think they just call it a dark party. And in the Mutate room, the smaller Mutate room, you get kind of hard dance, industrial, electronic stuff. It's £5 on the door, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, there's on Saturday the 5th of May, there's a lot going on. There's a gig at West Bank, I believe, which is in Headingley, and it's a converted church. It's a really interesting venue. Some musicians really like it, because being a church, it's got like impressive acoustics and stuff. Lots of different things that seem to happen at that venue, but it's an interesting one. Sometimes it doesn't seem to sound right, sometimes I think it sounds brilliant. It's a bit weird. Anyway, the bands playing there are Chameleons Vox, Artery, Berlin Black, and The Last Cry. Now, tickets are apparently £14 in advance if you go to the Ticketweb link when you search for that on Facebook. However, if you go to trashvoguerecords.com, which is run by the Berlin Black folks, you can get tickets for £10 in advance. Now, the gig's said to run from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. on the Facebook event. I've got my gut feeling it's going to run a little longer than that to get 1, 2, 3, 4 bands in 3 hours. Ooh, that's going to be tricky, especially saying Chameleons Vox are at least going to do an hour. So, yeah, I'd bank on it being probably till 11. Maybe they were just being favourable with a Facebook event invite. But also on Saturday the 5th of May, you get The Flock at the Library in Leeds, being the first Saturday of the month like usual. There's no bands on the May Flock, but it will run from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and will cost £4 in before midnight and give you all your good flocky goodness. And details of that are on the Facebook event, or if you go to sheepish.net, I think you can find details of that as well. And it's looking entirely plausible that you'll be able to do one venue, then the other, because they're not that far away. It's like a 10-15 minute walk at most, or, you know, 2 minutes in a taxi kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm quite likely going to be doing both at that event, so that's going to be fun. And that's all I've got kind of in my diary, but I'll reiterate what I said at the start of the show. If you're in a band, please try and communicate your gigs a bit more. There seems to be a bit of a lack in communication at the moment, which is a bit annoying when I can't tell people about, and when I only find about the gigs like a day in advance as well sometimes, or earlier in the same day. You kind of go, I've not had a chance to prepare. I've made other plans, that kind of thing. So it's all a bit tricky sometimes. I'd love to know about these. If you're in a band and you know about gigs, let people know as soon as you can through all the communication methods you can know. It shouldn't be too hard. There's lots of things out there. Anyway, that's enough from me on that subject, I think. Time for That track, I promise. So, Alter Do Room, Keep the Devil Back. Right, unfortunately, I burnt this to a CD and then failed to write the track listing. So, I think this is the Keep the Devil Off Your Back album version from the CD. So, fingers crossed. If not, I'll correct myself probably in a fortnight's time when I've read the track listing correctly. So, yes, here's some new Alter Do Room.
Until you reach a bar, or you hang on his
That was Cyberdyne with Feeling, or Cypherdyne as they're now called, I believe. And before that, we had Alderoon with Keep the Devil Off Your Back from the album version, which I did double check. I found a copy of the liner notes and I know exactly which track it is now. And that's from the forthcoming Keep the Devil Off Your Back CD single, which is well worth getting hold of, and also a precursor to their final album, which is very exciting. And that's about it for me tonight. You have been listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I will be back in a fortnight's time, but I'm going to leave you tonight with a band that are new to me. They're called Acrotongue, and this is a track called Origin. Good night.
That you might never reach shores you pursue.